I want to talk about identifying false teachers and false doctrines. Hallelujah. Identifying false teachers and false doctrines. We are in the last days, and this is the minister's conference. This is very important. Matthew 24, verse 11. Matthew 24, verse number 11. And many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. Which means false prophets shall arise and they will deceive many, including the elect. Who are the elect? Israel is elect. The church is elect. They will deceive people who are people of God. They will deceive many. Mark 13, 22. For false Christs shall and false prophets shall arise. They shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. So who are false Christs? False miracle workers, false messiahs. The word of Christ is messiah. False messiahs, false problem solvers, in quote. False Christs, false messiahs will arise. And false prophets, false seers. They will show signs, they will show wonders. Praise the Lord. 2 Corinthians 11 verse 13 and verse 26. I want to show us enough in the scriptures, enough place in the scripture for you to know that these things are already prophesied. For such are false apostles. Oh, we also have what? False apostles. We have talked about false prophets. Am I correct? False miracle workers. False Christ. Now we have false what? False apostles. Who are false? They said God sent them, but God didn't send them. Satan sent them, or they sent themselves. An apostle is one that sent. We have deceitful workers. So even in the church, there are workers who are what? Deceitful. I call them false church workers. They transform themselves into apostles of Christ. So they wear good suits and speak good language that make them look as if they are the right people. Praise God. Now look at verse number 26. In journeys often in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils of the hidden, in perils of the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren. So there's also what? False brethren. False brethren. Who are false brethren? False brethren are normal brethren who talk as if they are friends in the church, but they are enemies in faith. They speak words that discourage you from following God or following leadership of the church. They find fault in everything happening around and want to transfer it to others through their words. Have you seen people like that before? They find fault in what is happening around and are looking for who to infect with it. But the truth of the matter is this. In everywhere, every place you go, if you look too much, you'll find fault. Are you hearing me now? If you look too much in any bush, you'll find something that shit you not like. You are looking too much. So you become a false brother if you are looking too much, finding every fault, judging everything everybody is saying, and you are transmitting it to others to cause tension and problem and disaffection in the church. You're a false brother. So repent. Praise God. And when you hear such words, just know that it's a false brother is speaking to you. Hallelujah. And the enemy is very, very tactical and very wicked. He will send such people, maybe in a place like this, so they will speak words to you that will, I don't like the way Pastor Dan talks. He's a false brother. Mind him. What he wants to do is this. He wants to deny you from whatever God has given me to share with you. So Satan knows you receive something from me. He will tell, I don't like the way Pastor Ike talks. Does he know everything? Praise the Lord. I don't even like the food they cook here. Eh? This is not the kind of food I eat from where I come from. You are here. You have to eat whatever you see. So, are you hearing me now? So, those voices are from... And they want to tell another person. They will tell yourself now. Why are you telling other people? you are transmitting something that's false. Now let me leave false brethren. Let's get to who we are talking about. Now hear the scriptures. 1 John chapter 4 verse 1. 1 John 4 verse 1. Those on the border to do something, if you have your Bible, somebody give a mic, someone who has a Bible, to read from me from his Bible. Get a mic, please, so we don't waste any time. All right. Beloved, believe not every spirit. Amen. 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 What the Bible said? Now, the question is, where do I see the spirit to believe? What he's saying is, don't believe every manifestation of spirits, whether by voice or by action. Because spirits are not seen. They are seen by what? What is said and the actions taken. Don't believe every spirit. That's what he's saying there. But do what? Try the spirits, whether they are of God. Did you get that instruction? What do you do? Try it. So I am permitted to cross-check any spirit manifesting. So I am permitted. I am permitted to cross-check, to try any spirit that I am hearing from or seeing manifesting, to check whether it's of God. Hallelujah. You have to try it. Why did he tell you to try? Because many false prophets are gone out already in the world. Sorry, am I alone? Are you seeing them in the world? Thank you. Thank you. Praise the Lord. So you have to try, check, and identify the spirit operating. 1 Corinthians 14 verse 29. Let the prophet speak, two or three. Let others do what? Judge. Let the prophet speak, two or three. Let others judge. Which means, prophet prophesy, we are your judge. Are you hearing me now? Prophet prophesy, no problem. But we are anointed judges of your prophecy. So all this appearance, like, don't ask any question. When God is speaking, just keep quiet. Just believe it. Don't doubt anything. It's a lie. The more you are doubting the prophecy, to screen it well, the better you are doing. You're doing a better job. You are an anointed judge of prophecies. Say, I am an anointed judge of prophecies. Lift and say, I'm an anointed judge of prophecies. I will judge all prophecies. Let him prophesy. I will judge. Even if you judge wrongly, you are still a good judge because you are doing your job. Praise the Lord. Now get this right. If anything is subject of judgment, there must be a criteria. There must be a laid down rules. There must be a doctrine behind the judgment. You don't judge from the blues. How do you judge? From what? Rules that are set out. So we want to look carefully now. What are some of the rules? These are the ground rules. There are three ground rules. We'll go to details. Three ground rules. Number one, 2 Corinthians 13 verse 1. This is the third time I'm coming to you, and in the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. Every teaching, every doctrine, every manifestation that you cannot see twice in the Bible, minimum twice, is not of God. Every idea, every teaching, any manifestation that you can link at least twice in the Bible, every doctrine that cannot be supported by two solid scriptures, minimum, is not of God. It's not of God. These are ground rules. Number two, it must be a practice in the New Testament. Whatever you want to do, whatever you are seeing manifesting, must be what? A practice in the New Testament. Number three. Because if it's not, before you know it, you enter into paganism. Number three, it must be a practice based in love and faith. If the practice is not backed with love and faith, it's not a practice. For the church. Now let me say this right now. Jesus gave us only two sacraments. Praise God. Some say, what is sacrament? You see, some of you, me, I was a Catholic. Some of you here were Catholics or are Catholics right now. And our catechism said, what is sacrament? I love the Catholic Church. And many of the grandfathers are my friends. Some of them come to see me in the office. We are very good friends because we share a lot of things in common. They said sacrament is the outward sign of an inward grace established by Jesus Christ through which we access grace into our hearts. They are very correct. Praise the Lord. Let's give it to them. They got it. Praise the Lord. He gave us only two. One is baptism. Two is Holy Communion. No other. Praise God. I say praise God. He gave us what? Baptism. And what again? Holy Communion. These are physical things that have spiritual connections. You take a piece of bread and a little of wine and you are connecting yourself to high energy of the spirit. That's why Pastor, I call it the mystery of God. Or you spread it like we're taught here and other things. These are mysteries of God. That's number one. Number two is that you take somebody, dip him in water, bring him out, something happens. That's baptism. He did not give us any other outward sign of what? An inward grace. But in our church, they say there are seven. Mm-mm. They added their own. Praise the Lord. So every other medium of transfer of power must be strictly as laid by the Holy Spirit. What did I say now? Every other medium of transfer of power, of grace, must be strictly as laid by the Holy Spirit. Whether by anointing oil, you must be led. You must be led to use anointing oil. Whether it's by handkerchief, water, whatever. That becomes a way God is passing across to people per time. It is not a doctrine. He gave us only two. And we are not permitted to add anything to what he gave to us. Hallelujah. Remember that any other means you use is only communicating the anointing God has given you. If I take my handkerchief and give you, miracle happen, I have only transmitted the anointing God gave me to you. It doesn't mean that now I have anointing handkerchief ministry. Anyway, a handkerchief is going. That is false doctrine. Praise God. But Holy Communion, I didn't give Holy Communion. He gave it. Baptism, he gave it. These are the things he gave us as the only outward way of connecting the supernatural and the spirit. Praise God. But in churches today, we are seeing and hearing other strange things and other strange items. We hear coconut, pepper, koboko. Hallelujah. Something is wrong somewhere. But somebody say, but it works. That's what people say. But it's working. If the native doctors want not working, are you hearing me now? God, people say, but it worked. They gave me coconut. It worked. And I'm asking you, the native doctor's magic wand, doesn't it work? It also works. Praise God. So that something is working does not authenticate it. It can walk you into prison. It can walk you into hell. It can walk you into destruction. Praise God. I say, praise God. Hallelujah. Those of you who speak Igbo will understand me. It means now problem carry you go Sabbat. Sometimes the problem will be solved, but another problem will come that will keep you there. So you they claim they solve one, they multiply it. You remain there. And you will be a candidate of what? If that was ever, say, I receive grace. I receive grace to understand, wrong practices, false disciples, false apostles, false brethren, and false teachers. Amen. Now, having said this, you know, it surprised me to find out the other day that one of the chief native doctors in my village has relocated to Onitsha and is now a prophet. I'm telling you, I'm not telling another person's village, my own village. So it's not somebody I don't know. I now heard that he's prophet, he's a sharp shooter. That is, he, as you are still coming, he has seen everything. He has a church. Because it's not working. Babalawo is not working. Native doctor doesn't have customers. So he now transformed to what? And if he build it around our village there, nobody will come. They say, we know you, native doctor. You have to find out where nobody knows him. I wish I have time. But I would like not, unless God leads me, I would like to go say, oh boy, how are you there now? One of my friends in the village who is a pastor said he went to meet him in Onitsha. He said, leave us alone, let's do our job. We know you people, we know the pastors, but let us please enjoy, leave us. I know you are a pastor, so leave me alone. We respect you, we fear you people, but let me do my work. But they are singing songo, playing drum, oh, dancing, oh, worshiping God, oh, praising God. Oh. Can they be make altar call if they like? That is how far the thing has gone. Are you hearing me now? I'm telling you, this one is what is real. But the scripture already said it. Say they transform themselves to what? Into a light. All right. These are some of their characters you have to take note of and watch out for. And when you see these things, they are signs that something may be wrong or is wrong somewhere. So you start to be suspicious. Some of them are not totally everything, but you just put your antenna on once you see these things. Number one, any preacher who does not emphasize and believe that the finished work of Jesus at Calvary is enough, that says you need to do other things, you must do some other things to receive what God has given to you, is a false preacher. When you say by stripes, you hear they say that's not enough. How can you say by stripes? You don't know about your foundation. Go and ask questions about their foundation. That's where the sickness is coming from. How has your foundation become deeper than the Ancient of Days? Which foundation now is there in your family that is laid more than the one that's laid? Who is Christ Jesus? Where is your ancestors coming from? Who are they? That you now have a stronger foundation in your family than in Christ. Any teaching that does not emphasize that Christ's sacrifice is enough is a false preaching. You will say, if anyone be in Christ, is a new creature, all things have passed away. Behold, all things are becoming. They said, but let us be practical. Which practical? They said, the other person is a pastor, but nothing passed away. See the way it is. They will give you examples of those who don't understand the word of God, who don't believe the word of God, to become their standard for that unbelief. Anywhere you go, and nobody emphasizes what Christ has done, emphasis is what pastor will do or what you will do, you are already in the wrong hand. Praise the Lord. If you don't go and bring this, you're in trouble. Go and carry sand from here. If you don't carry that, and nobody talks about what Jesus did. Pastor will do 24-hour prayer for you. What pastor will do? What you will do? Never what Christ will do. Watch that. Watch that. Something is wrong somewhere. Where is the place of your doing something? Anything you're asked to do that's not a show of your faith in God is a waste of time. It's false teaching. If I'm going to sow seed, it's a show of my faith. If I'm going to give, it's a show of my faith. If I'm going to dance, I'm dancing to praise God. It's a show that I believe that God will do it. Never a price to pay. Praise the Lord. Number two, anywhere you go, they say remove shoe. Remove your undies. Remove your cloth. Be very careful. You are with a native doctor. Even if he's speaking in tongues. Are you hearing me now? Let me say this, and I say with all clarity, I'll show in the Bible. One of the principal characters of these false prophets and false apostles is immorality. True or false? I'm not saying that a good pastor may not be immoral. There are some of them who are having problem with immorality, who need help. But you can hardly find one of these false prophets that don't have the spirit of what? It is entrenched in them. In short, it's a part of their work too. Praise the Lord. I say, praise God. And they are very, very dominating or domineering. They don't hear anybody's opinion. And are never okay with their wives or their husbands. Anywhere you go, and they say, pay this money before prayer, or pay this for consultation, you're already with a native doctor. Anywhere you enter, they say, to see the man of God, pay some money. Mark that place. Something is wrong there. The scripture says, freely you have received, freely you give. So when people are blessed and they sow seed and they drop something, it's okay. It's okay. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Yeah. To me as a pastor, some people come and counsel them, pray for them, and they sow seed, and I don't take it. I say, go back with it. I look at you first to know your mentality before you say, after all, I paid for that thing he did. I will receive it if I'm satisfied in my heart that I should receive it. And somebody asking me, and then how will pastors eat? Don't worry, you will eat in Jesus' name. Amen. The just shall live by his faith. A man came around, I was one of us working closely with the office and all that, and he was searching everywhere. Where does the money come from? How does this place run? Where does Pastor Dan, how does Pastor Dan live? How does he have his own money? He was forensically searching, and I allowed him to search. He cannot understand. He said, okay, people give to Nico, so what of Pastor Dan? How does he get his own? Hear me. The just shall live by his faith. Say with me, I am the just. I will live by my faith I will believe God to supply all my needs. I will believe God to supply all my needs. I will believe God to supply all my needs. Say aloud, amen.
Amen.
And in case you are here, a general overseer, pay your pastor so. Pay them salary. Bible said the worker is what? It's worthy. Don't suffer your workers. Pay them salary. Maybe not something, just pay as you can. Hallelujah. So I am also a worker and pay salaries as well. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you go where they say bath in a river, and sometimes they quote a scripture to support it, that Elijah said to Naaman, go and do what? They will look for one scripture. Offhand. Bath in water, in river. Mark them. If you go to anywhere, everything is shrouded in secrecy. You enter a place, they say, cross this one, enter this one inside. Then you cross, you enter another inside. Or this prayer will be done only in the midnight. We're going to go there only in the night. You're already around a demon spirit. Are you hearing me now? Because we are of the light and everything is done in the light. Once there's some secrecy in it, trouble is already around. Am I annoying anybody here? Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Very important. Very important. Hallelujah. If you go to a place where there's always a fight, I'm not numbering it again. If you like, keep numbering. Always a fight. Once you are coming, they say, hey, I got the one. Battle. 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 Battle today. Once it's battle, 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 battle every day, just know you are around the false prophet. A false teacher. Praise the Lord. I say, praise the Lord. Anywhere you go, every day is warfare. Warfare, warfare. Everything is warfare. There's a false doctrine going on there. Do we do war first? Yes, we do when we see the war. But we're not always at war. Praise the Lord. I say, praise the Lord. I want to say in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, I receive grace to identify false prophets, false teachers, false apostles, and false brethren. There are languages that belong to these secret cults and native doctors. And I'm importing it into the church. And those of you who hear it, but they will say, I got to go on this. You're already with a native doctor. That means I got to do family work. Family work. Bring 100,000. We're going to do work in your family. And they carry salt. They say that Elijah used salt and delivered the. They will always find something in the Bible to support it. And they go to your family, they point hand in one place, and you dig it out, you bring out charm there. That's the problem there. Hallelujah. You are with a native doctor. Uproot this tree, uproot this tree, uproot it, uproot it. There's something inside it. You are with a native doctor. Once you see a group that organizes themselves as prayer merchants, consult them. They will come from that place and come and do prayer for 1 week. You are trading with demon spirits. Are you hearing me now? Yes. Hey, but it's not prayer. It's not prayer. It's not prayer. It's not prayer. But they pray in Jesus' name. Only God knows what they're saying. And many have been put into trouble by that. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Yeah. Jude 1 verse 8. Likewise, all these filthy dreamers defy the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. Let's see it in NLT. In the same way, these people who claim authority from their dreams, watch it. They claim what? From where? From their dreams. They live immoral lives. You see what I told you? They see vision, they dream, they have dreams, and they live immoral lives. They defy authority and scoff supernatural beings. They're just like that. Anyone whose authority is his dream is a false preacher. If your dream confirms the word of God, it's okay. But if your authority is not your dream, you know, I dreamt it, therefore it's God that's saying it. I dreamt a dream. But I've asked our people here sometimes, say, why do they always dream where you die? And where somebody is pushing you to kill you? Why not they dream when I become governor of this state? Is it not a dream? Or why I bought, which was the latest car now? Or I bought a private jet. Dream it. Dream that one. Dream it. You dreamer. Dreams are not the perfect way God leads his people. Praise the Lord. He said, I think in Psalms, he said, I spoke to you once, didn't hear. I spoke to you twice, didn't hear. Then in a dream. So dream is one of the last alternatives that God gives to help you, because you are just not hearing. I want to just help you. Why does God use dreams so much? Because it is an open field of confusion. Satan can play his games well there. So God talks to people in a dream, but dream is a world where confusion can smear your head. So once Satan knows that you depend on dream, you are finished. And I was in the spirit. Asked where? He said I was in the dream. Who told you being the spirit is the dream? You're not hearing. Are we still together? Yes. Sorry, am I talking something strange? No. Are we together? Yes. Somebody said, I was in the spirit. And I was in the spirit and I saw. I asked you where? Say he was sleeping. I said, what the Bible tells us in Romans 8 verse 9. You are not in the flesh, but you are in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of God dwells in you. Am I quoting scriptures? Do you have the spirit of God? Are you sure? Are you sure? So where are you now? Close your eyes and let's enter the spirit. Who told you you enter? Be quiet. Everybody quiet. Let's enter spirit. Quiet, quiet, quiet. Let's enter spirit. Where have you been? Hallelujah. But you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Question, does he dwell in you? Yes. Are you sure? Yes. Where are you now? After prayer? After you fast? Say, I'm in the spirit. Say, I am in the spirit. I am in the spirit. I am in the spirit because the Spirit of God dwells in me. Say a loud amen.
Amen.
So I warn you one more time. Stop depending on dreams and drawing authorities only from your dream. He said, once I dream it, it happens. Stop dreaming it because you are only dreaming when your leg broke. They draw authority from their dreams. So what do you do with dreams? They are subject to acceptance or rejection. If the dream tarries with God's vision and what you want to happen in your life, you say, thank you, Lord, for showing me a sign. If it's the other side, in Jesus' name, you rubbish. Get out of my face, you false preacher from hell. And that settles it once and for all. Say in the name of Jesus Christ, I live above my dreams. Say aloud, amen.
Amen.
All right. Anywhere you go where they spread fear, every time is fear. You come back from church and fear. I wouldn't be able to tell the things they do in those churches because I've heard stories. You know, if you counsel people like I do, you will hear stories. Sometimes I finish counseling and I say, Father, I wash my head from all this rock. Because the thoughts of the thing alone, all manner. Somebody went to church, parked his car, opened the boot of the car to go, you know, and saw blood all over the engine. And the pastor said, there's blood on your engine. Blood. This car will kill you. What do I do, prophet? Park it here. Thief. Car snatcher. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. All right. Anywhere you hear correct prophecy but no answer, mind that person. Prophecy correct, but the answer is pray 7 days. You are dealing with a familiar spirit. Prophecy accurate, due to midnight. And the one that shocked me as a pastor is, do 3 months midnight. You want to make somebody mad. And many end up in madness. If someone does not sleep for 3 months in the midnight, 3 months of not sleeping, would he be mad? See someone walking like this on the road. You ask him, you say, I'm doing prayer. Punishing God's people. Shout aloud, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I say it again. Anywhere you go, they see right and are full clear. They see everything clear. But they end up with giving you solution of go and pray for 7 days. Now they have changed their style. They will now say, sow seed in 3 altars. In 3 different, so that they make you look as if it's not, they don't want to collect your money. It's another style. And they keep changing styles every day. Praise the Lord. I say, praise the Lord. One of them came to one of those churches and said, he looked outside. He said, there's no car parked here. I will not prophesy. I will not prophesy. Because if there's no car, who will I prophesy to? So there's nobody in this church that can. We live in the last days. Say in the name of Jesus Christ, I have understanding of the spirit of the last days. I understand scriptures. Help me, Lord. Amen. Now, get this and get it right. Some people have natural grace to see vision. Born again or not. In fact, one of my mothers in the village, not born again, but he will tell you when you left Enugu and the color of cloth you wanted to wear and changed it. Not born again. It's not as if he's a demon. He has a natural ability to see in the realm of the spirit. Born like that. In some families, everybody born there sees vision. Am I correct? Vision does not make you a prophet. Prophets have vision, but vision doesn't make you a prophet. You must have the authority of God to make things happen if you are called by God in that office. Time for me to talk about that in details, but you've got an idea now. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. Anywhere you go, and the man of God has some strange name, bring out your mask. Your begin to watch. Apostle, prophet, if they happen sharp, just take off your, just take off. You are around a native doctor. I don't want to mention names because some of the names I want to mention, people are already answering it. Talk Nadu. Forensic sharpshooter. You're already around a false prophet. Are you hearing me now? Or someone controlled by false spirits. Because that spirit has, apart from immorality, another thing it has is pride. You can't take it away from it. That spirit of false prophets has in it pride. Two things that characterize it. They are very boastful. They're full of pride and full of themselves. You can't contribute to what they're saying. They already know what they want to say. They know everything. Praise the Lord. I say praise the Lord. Some of them appear very humble. The sister does not even wear any earring. Doesn't wear anything. Watch. Go close to him. He's very proud and very domineering. He's in charge. Anyway, he's in charge. I'm giving you these tips as men and women of God so that you will not fall into their hands. And for being here alone, I know you're not part of them. And in case they're already luring you into it, they tell you, you had a clean heart. You are serving God. You want to be a woman of God, man of God, very correctly. But it's as if you're not having results. They're not initiating you to the way of result. Draw yourself back now. You are entering into idolatry and witchcraft. I've given you the rules of the game. As no one here will fall into that madness. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Fast for 7 days and pray in the mountain. Be careful. Many have gone to the mountain and returned with ulcer, returned with a strange spirit, returned with a strange voice. They went to pray in the mountain. A spirit said. That's what they said. You are the greatest man of God in Nigeria. Huh? And you come again. You come out from the mountain. Apostle greatest. You encountered a false spirit. They speak. Pastor Ike said it. They speak as if it's God speaking. They try to speak God's language. But they are false spirits. Bible says, test every spirit. Judge them. No one here will fall prey of them again. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You go to a place where everyone is a suspect. He said, it's time to pray. Look at the left. Don't touch anybody. You may not know. It may be the person by your side. I want to kill you. Come on. Come on. Everyone is a suspect. I said, come here, suspecting everybody. Suspecting everybody. Suspecting everybody. Mother-in-law, suspect. Father-in-law, suspect. Brother is suspect. Your mother, suspect. Mother is a witch. And you drank her breast. And her breast didn't kill you. And that time you couldn't even talk. He didn't strangle you. Now that you are coming up, your mother is the witch that wanted to kill you. Something is wrong somewhere. Everybody is made your enemy so that you stay alone. And man said, there are no wicked people around, there are. But those teachings that spread suspicion around, everybody is a suspect, is a false teaching. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah.
Amen.
Any teaching that make you or ask you to seek a voice, But let's go now and go and stay in the school where we're going to hear the Holy Spirit. I want to mention them so you don't get anybody involved. Everybody be quiet now. We're going to hear God. Everybody, you hear God. They are now forcing you into hearing voice. You will hear a voice. You will hear a voice. That's the issue. Which voice will you hear? Praise the Lord. I say praise the Lord. I pray for you today. No strange spirit will come around you. In the name of Jesus Christ. No strange manifestation will happen around you. In the name of Jesus Christ. The grace to discern, to handle every strange spirit, receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it now. Now and again, before I begin to conclude, these spirits are very insubordinate. They hardly have anybody to listen to. They don't hear a message. If somebody is preaching, they don't listen to the message. They don't take correction from anybody. You don't correct them. Praise the Lord. They can't pass unnoticed. No, they must be noticed. Instead of not being noticed, they wear something. They wear a badge. They must be noticed. You must know that they are the... In their church, instead, you will not know that they are the leader. They will make a seat that looks like a seat of a king. And other seats are very, very small. There's a spirit. It's a spirit. They can't pass on notice. No, you must notice them. You must notice them. Instead, they will not be noticed. They will wear a shoe that is different from others and wear anything that will make them look different from others. But they came to arrest Jesus and they were looking for a sign because they don't know which one is Jesus among them. He looks just like any other person. From today, you are delivered from every appearance of false teachers, false doctrines, false apostles. In the name of Jesus. I was talking to a senior police officer. We were discussing. I was sharing the word of God with him. He said, "Pastor, I know that you're a man of God. I'm sorry for this our language that we're always coming. But in Manka, in Mankozo," that's what he said. Which means, you know this one? Do you know? I said, "Officer, what else don't I know? Tell me." He said to me, "Do you know what is called he? He?" I said, "I don't know." Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are we still together? I said, "What is he?" He said, "He is the sound of life." I already know the spirit as I'm manifesting. Instantly, I already know. I have never heard the word "hue" before that then, but I already know that the strange spirit is manifesting. Say "hue." Yes, I can't even. Everything goes "hue, hue." Hallelujah. I said, "Tell me more. I want to know about this." Praise God. He said to me, "A friend of mine, a senior person in government, brought me to his house and told me, 'You remain small. I will help you.' He said, 'Go back to your house. Just do this sound. This is 70 times, 100 times a day. He, in the night. He, he. He gave him how to do it. He said, "The following day, you will see something. You begin to see things that will shock you." The man went and did it. He went and did it. Because the man who told him is very rich and big. In Imo State government, let me mention name. This is who told him that. He said, "I said, what happened after?" He said, "I saw a dream where my daughter took knife to stab her sister." He said, "And I woke up in the morning. They were preparing for church. My children, you know, everybody goes to church, you know. I'm preparing for church. So my younger daughter took the cloth of my elder daughter to wear because they're almost of the same size. And my elder daughter took a knife. from the kitchen to stab him. And I remember that I rushed and grabbed it. I said, it will not happen. He said, then I know that there's power in what? He. Hallelujah. Now, what happened? He just do he, and entered into the realm of a strange demon spirit that the man is worshiping. And the demon came to his house to kill her children. He invited that spirit. Where do you go and what visions are you seeing? Be on your feet, talk to God. I reject every false spirit. Open your mouth and pray now. Where do you go? Who do you talk to? Who prophesied to you? Who spoke to you? And what visions are you having now? Where is it coming from? I reject every false spirit. Please open your mouth and pray. I reject the appearance of any false spirit. Open your mouth and pray now. Laba roshana mandeha, balakonda bare supredeheya, kerobanzia. Pastor John, come and lead us to pray. Come. Karasualea. I reject the appearance, the manifestation of any false spirit. I'll be careful and watchful. I will not allow them to play around me. Ragopolo Zabada. I will not patronize them. I will not visit them. I will not go to them. Karosia. Give me the red one. Rashada Valencia. Brokotobra. Ekopala. Jataba. Retobra. Ekombaladesia.
Pradesh. Kumpradekanesh. Kunshadabadesh. Itasha prekatonaria bashanti kradosia. I refuse to be deceived. 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 I have the Spirit of God in me. Arusha prakataneria. I reject every false spirit around me. In the name of Jesus Christ, I reject every false spirit around me. In the name of Jesus, etalos kante brade, masata balegedesia, erosha pante kamesia, kasetonia brade. By the Spirit of God that's working me. No strange spirit can manifest around me. No strange spirit can manifest around me. I am born of the Spirit of God. No strange spirit can have effect in my life, nor in my family, nor around my children. For the Spirit of God is at work in me. Every strange spirit around me from this day, by the Spirit of God, you are disconnected. In the name of Jesus. Every planting of darkness around my family today, your oppression is terminated. Thank you, Lord
Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I have armed you now. Have you received some equipment now? There are more, but God will teach you more. But I'll give you the basics. So now you can discern them. No matter how they camouflage, you will discern them. Don't be confused by the hallelujah. Some of them are the best singers I've ever known. If they sing worship song here, you'll be on the floor. If they sing worship song here, you'll be on the floor. These people, their bands are the best. Their instruments are the best. But the spirit is what I ask to judge, not the band. Judge the spirit manifesting, not the band played. Some of them seem to be very successful. seem to be very successful. You see a young man, he has bodyguards and entourage. Is it bad to have bodyguards? No, Jesus had people that are around him. But those who have bodyguards have it because there are a lot of crowd around them, so that they will not be stampede and they will not be choked. And because of their personality. But you see a young man who doesn't know anything or have anything, anybody, but because he has so much money through that wickedness, he has bodyguards, people following him around him. And the young ministers who don't understand are carried away. This must be the way. Please, I want to contact your spirit. You are contacting demons. Reprove the works of darkness. None of them, mark my words, none of them survives more than 10 years. It's like balloon. Ba, 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 ba. None of them survive more than 10 years. You can never say this is the person they raised. Nobody succeeds through them. They are empty. They are selfish. Nobody is built by them. Nobody is helped by them. Nobody can say, I become better through them. You can only hear, he did a miracle for me. But another thing happened to me that made me worse. That's their challenge. From today, you are free from the shackles of wicked people. In the name of Jesus Christ. And some of you here, they've held in bondage. If you leave my ministry, I'll kill you. Today, as God's servant, I free you. You are free. Any pastor that says such words, if you leave this place, you are cursed. Suspect that person. If you leave my ministry, you are cursed. Or I have a covenant with you. You live here, you break that covenant, you die. I speak to everyone here. Whether it's your pastor, your assistant pastor, but you have seen these things I'm saying. Or you are a church member and you are held with anything that looks like a covenant to hold you. Hey, there's a covenant here. Yes, sir. It's called the covenant of the blood of Jesus. On Saturday morning, I'll administer it to you. I'll show it to you. It's a covenant of covenants. Any other covenant you entered that has bound you, that you are not free, and you're like, I won't go anywhere. Let me not die. Today, such covenants are broken. Some of them, you are so afraid of them that even if they are doing wrong, you do it with them because you are afraid. You are afraid. You are afraid. You are afraid. Ministry is not like that. You are free today. Amen. I say you are free today. Amen. Can you for 1 minute just leave and just thank God? Just thank for this freedom. Thank Him for this freedom. Thank Him. Thank you for this freedom. Thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him for this freedom. In the name of Jesus. I won't forget to say this before I go. They are powerful fundraisers. Anything money. They are money. Money magnet. They do their leg like this. Throw money on it. They fling their suit. Throw money on it. Everything is money. And all the interest is money. Bring out all you have. Every money. Search your pocket. Everybody. Who? Who? Money, 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 money. Everything is money, 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 money. Mark them. The spirit is clear. Once you see these things, you see the spirit manifesting. It's not of God. It's not of Christ. Again, I declare, you are free from such spirits. I'm saying this with the passion God gave me because God revealed these things to me. And that's why I'm teaching it. And that's why it's done in this conference. Because somebody will be free finally. From today, no such people cross your way again. When you see them, you avoid them in the name of Jesus. Amen. These things you heard today, you won't forget it in your life. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.